There appears to be few things less attractive than credit card debt when it comes to finding a partner. A recent survey of 1,000 Canadians who are married, dating, or in a long-term relationship showed that nearly half of Canadians would consider credit card debt as a deal-breaker on a first date. Joining me this morning to discuss the RateHub.ca survey is Luke Sheehan. He's the VP of Marketing. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Paddy. It's great to be here.
Happy to have you on the show. Now, why would credit card debt be a deal-breaker on the very first date?
Well, you know, I think the Beatles said, "You can't buy me love," but it turns out that maybe a good credit score might get you further than you'd think. And we think a lot of it is to do with just the level of trust that people have in their relationships and whether they're happy to open up about things like finances, which typically are quite taboo. People don't really want to talk about things like debt and repayments and how much credit card kind of balance they're carrying. But we find when people do that, it ultimately leads to happiness.
We often hear that many marriages break up because of financial wars, maybe even more so than infidelity. What did your survey find out about the respondents' views on their partner's debt?
Well, I think that the one thing we did find out was that most people do want to talk about the spending habits that they have. I think as much as 82% of that do. What really breaks down is when they don't want to talk about the concerns and the issues that they're having when they get into that kind of stuff. So I think when issues arise, it's because people aren't really having the right level of conversation about it. And they're not really forthcoming about what it is they're spending on and probably how much money they're paying on things like interest and fees. And that's the stuff that I think is harder to get out of once you get into that kind of conversation.
I wonder how many people even know what their partner's debt level is on a credit card unless they have a joint account.
Yeah, it's a really good question. Honestly, I probably couldn't tell you what my wife's up to right now with her credit card habits. But we do know that it's a good practice as well for people in the right situations to have joint accounts and just some kind of way where they can keep each other honest and I guess, share accountability over household debts.
What are your respondents saying about the types of, or even if they ever have a conversation with their partner about personal debt?
So we know that conversations do happen, and the survey did suggest that the people that do have joint credit cards and they're in a relationship where they do have the openness to discuss those things, there tend not to be too many surprises. In fact, I think almost three quarters, about 74%, did say that they're more open to discussing finances with their significant others over parents, siblings, or friends. So it does seem that when people are in the right relationship, there is a level of trust there.
And what role does, insofar as trust goes, when we talk about debt, because people usually trust issues are about whether or not there's little white lies being exchanged and whether or not you've been unfaithful. But how about in the debt world? How important is that?
That's a very, very good question. You know, I think, again, it comes down a lot down to the kind of relationship and the people that we're talking about. As you mentioned at the beginning of the segment there, Paddy, I think people do cite things like debts and household finances as high causes for relationships breaking up. So I think especially at times of the year like Valentine's Day, it's just a good opportunity for people to remind themselves that it doesn't have to be that way. You know, if they have the right conversation and they use things like credit cards properly as part of a balanced financial approach, there's no reason to end up there in the first place.
Talking about debt is difficult at the best of times, whether it be with your banker, or let alone your spouse. How do you suggest we even broach that very treacherous territory?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, something we come up against quite a lot, you know, and I think the first thing to do is to make sure that you're willing to go into the conversation without holding anything back. So it's very much the kind of conversation that if you get off on the wrong footing, you'll wish very quickly that you'd been honest from the outset. And it really is a case, I think, of kind of rip the Band-Aid off. So the more honest and open you are, the fewer surprises you'll have further down the line.
I would imagine the debt issue extends beyond credit cards. I mean, even things like the student debt from your student loans might play an active role.
Yeah, again, Paddy, it's a good suggestion. There's so many things, I think, in this modern age that can contribute to things like household debt. And often what we find from our research is that they all become kind of mushed together, so they conflate each other. So somebody in student debt might not be paying the student debt back quick enough, or they might be paying their credit card bills instead of paying something else. So it's very important for people to have a completely open understanding and transparency over all the money that they do owe. And only then can you make the best decisions about the things that you pay back most quickly, according to things like the stuff that has the highest interest rate should always be the first thing you pay back. But it's really about you as an individual, I think, taking the time to really understand what your current situation looks like.
And when trust erodes very quickly, so does the relationship. Good to talk to you this morning, Luke. Thanks for this.
No problem. Thanks again, Paddy.
And I guess nothing takes the shine off Valentine's Day quite like debt. Happy Valentine's Day, Luke.
Cheers, and to you too.
That's Luke Sheen. He's the VP of Marketing at RateHub.ca.